Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose?
Will you accept this rose?
Oh, yeah. What does it mean? What are we gonna do?
We're going. It's not going to be pretty. You're gonna have a hard look in the mirror afterwards. There's gonna be bats in the belfries in your eyes.
Oh my gosh! Wow, we made it, you guys. We made it through a long, cold winter. This is Arda Marie, and I am the host of Will You Accept This Rose? My co-host, Erin, is at sea somewhere. We're hoping she's still alive.
She's on some cruise.
She's on some gay cruise right now. She's probably the toast of the town somewhere. But let me tell you, this precious American treasure that I have sitting to my left, this Bachelor superfan and precious American treasure.
Julia Roberts.
She is a huge fan of the podcast. No, I have with me star of the Mindy Project.
Not star, one of.
Mindy Kaling. No, I can't say that. One of many stars of the Mindy Project, Miss Fortune Feimster. Hello, Fortune.
Hello,
wow, thank you so much for being my co-host on our very first post episode of the JoJo season of The Bachelorette.
Thank you for having me.
Oh,
I'm
my
excited.
God. I could now. We only have you for 45 minutes.
Yes, short and sweet.
It was going to be a 4.5 hour podcast. And by the way, we want to thank all those who are listening. If you guys want to email us, our email is rosepodcast@gmail.com. So I'm so professional today. That's the first time I've ever remembered to do that.
Oh, look at you.
Fortune. Oh, my God. What did you think last night?
I like JoJo. She's super fun.
She is.
And I feel like she's going to make out with a lot of people.
You know what? I loved watching them bring back the former Bachelorettes and Caitlyn. Basically, Caitlyn's eyes look like they're filled with regret. Like,
oh, really? You think so?
But she did seem like she... I missed Caitlyn. I enjoyed her saying make out with a lot of people.
Like,
I liked that.
You think she's having trouble in her relationship?
I think she is. Don't you?
I don't know. I didn't even consider that possibility.
I'm a fan of her. She's cute as a button.
She was quiet last night.
She was quiet.
Yeah. But maybe those other two bitches wouldn't shut up.
Exactly. And they were like, just be true to you, you know, and Caitlyn.
You, girl.
You just follow your instincts, kitty cat. Okay. overall, now, last week, Aaron and Padgett Brewster and I, we went through the photos online, and we guessed Jordan, which is, we guessed him as a front runner, and then I believe,
because he's cute.
And we also picked Chase, who I think still stands a chance. Overall, what stood out to you? Is there any moment that did you squeal watching this?
I don't think I squeal watching anything.
Oh my God, let me think.
I'm not much of a squealer.
I squealed with that Canadian. I did squeal with the Canadian flexing.
He seemed very gay to me.
He seemed so gay, and his flexing, his body, it was like, what is that half human, half horse?
Centaur?
A centaur. Didn't he look like a centaur?
He looked like a centaur.
Like when he, I have a very long torso. I'm built like a corgi dog, and like to see a man with also an equally long torso who's all roided out just sort
of I didn't realize that his torso was abnormally long.
And by the way, I want to say hello to our producers Katie and Anna. Hello, you guys. Katie and I were texting each other late last night. Let's just get it. We'll start at the beginning. Westlake Village Inn. There she was looking at a wall of dead flowers. Just sitting there staring. They had like chunks of dead flowers.
You were noticing everything.
Well, you know what? When you get paid $0 to host a podcast about The Bachelor.
Pay attention.
You really, it's like sad. The notes, these are like the notes of a serial killer. Like, I'm surprised that the FBI doesn't have some kind of a profile
ABC's
out.
She's like, oh.
It says like bikini with exclamation point.
Oh, because she was in her, whoever is the bachelor or bachelorette is always
at the beach.
Either in the beach or shower.
I feel like, in the shower.
They put the guys in the shower a lot. You don't remember, like, you know, Chris Soules is like,
he's showering it
up. A lot of them shower.
Well, I enjoy
Ben showered.
I enjoy them sticking her in her bikini on a rock and getting splashed by the waves, just laughing.
I enjoyed it too.
Isn't that what? That's what you
but
do
for a different reason.
She looks good in a bikini.
She looks good, yeah.
I have to say, she looks
short though.
Oh yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
No, she's. You know who else looked good in her underpants was Heidi Klum's ad. Did you see that?
I fast forward through the ads.
I watched it real time. Yeah. So I had to watch the ads. I was like, wow, Heidi Klum.
She's killing it.
She's like 17 kids, and she looks fantastic.
It's that German blood of hers.
It's the German. They're not messing around in Germany.
They're not going anywhere.
Okay, so then she talks about, I still remember that feeling of falling in love with Ben. It's like, yeah, because it had happened like 3 days before filming started.
Yeah, because doesn't her season end and they start filming like 2 weeks later?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, it's also, I think they even started filming like 2 days later because they'd already started filming with Kayla,
I think,
so they had to play catch up.
God, that's intense.
We had a fan tweet us online, and this was a good question, I thought, wondering, do you think some of the guys that were there for Kayla, that were already filming for Kayla, then just got switched to?
Sure.
Of course they did, right?
Yeah. But I don't think they had brought the guys in the house yet. They were probably just doing the intro packages.
Right. So it was the same.
For Kayla.
But
they might have started like behind the scenes cast, like
people. Overall, the batch of guys, I didn't find myself wanting to make out with any of them.
Really? Me neither.
They were sort of like even the front runner, Jordan.
He's a little too pretty.
He had skinny jeans on in his package at home.
And womanly hips.
He had womanly hips, and he was wearing like pegged skinny jeans as he was like roaming around tossing a football to himself. And like, one of the guys, now granted, Chad, who we're going to get to in a second, is clearly the villain of the season.
Yeah.
Chad was saying, like, the best thing about him is his brother, and the worst thing about him is his brother. But it's like, it is still, like, you don't actually get to date Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
It is Jordan Rodgers, former football player who doesn't seem to have a job.
I know.
But he does rock a skinny jean and a womanly hip.
But as soon as, like, a woman hears, like, oh, you were a professional athlete.
Yeah.
They, like, seem to be all about it.
Because
Andy, she was all into that guy, and look how that worked out. He used to play sports.
I missed that.
Oh, you missed that one.
I started last year.
All right, never mind.
I started. So, wait, what happened? Did he win?
He won. He, you know, was a former sports person, too. Those girls love those.
What did he play?
I think football or baseball or I don't remember. Maybe it was baseball.
And how long was that? One of the girls that was there last night?
No, because she just came out publicly that their, you know, the, all the crappy stuff that happened in their relationship after the show.
Oh.
So I doubt that the Bachelor would put her on TV right now.
You know that the girl is on the cover of Us Weekly being like, this was
well,
the
she's
worst.
On the cover of something, but they don't her being like, this was a terrible relationship.
Well, I want to say one of the things that was so exciting to me that happened in the past week, after we did go through all the photos, and the guy Christian, who was so cute, he listened to our podcast and he emailed me his phone number.
For real? Oh, to be like on the podcast?
To be on the podcast. So we want to grill him. We thought, just looking at his profile, he was too cute. We thought he was gay because he had chihuahuas and kitty cats. But now I have to say, watching it, I felt like he was very cute, but I didn't see him making out with her a lot in the Coming Attractions.
I know. Well, you have to wonder. I mean, like, I have a Facebook friend who's a publicist, and he's like, congrats to my client. I don't remember which one he said.
Oh,
I'll have
no.
to look back.
My client.
Congrats to my client who's on this season of The Bachelor. And it's like, oh,
oh, you have
geez.
A publicist. You have a publicist.
But you're like, was that guy an actor who's trying to get on there?
This guy, he did have a 310 number. He does have a LA number. We can't wait to get him on here.
I know. So I was like, oh my God, either you just hired a I guess he just hired a publicist. He's like, oh, this is about to be big.
Dude, I remember I met at a party one, the guy who was the initial Bachelor. Yeah. And he was like, this is going to be so big. It's like, dude, it's you will never not be like when they brought back, who was the guy they brought back to give advice last night?
Oh, Jake Pulveca. He was the worst.
I just felt like, so again, I didn't watch that season, but it felt like, oh my God, you're so psyched to be part of the Bachelor family.
He was probably one of the worst Bachelors they've ever had.
She looked horrified when he was about to say, like,
I know, because no one wants him to tell them that he likes them. Because he's like, he was an airplane pilot, which seemed cool at first, but he was so just weird and square, and
then he
ended up picking the villain of his season.
He did,
and then they were a hot mess. It was, the whole thing was so weird.
Yeah, she heard the look on her face. It's like, what are you doing here? What are you? And then, like, he looked way too happy to be out. Like, you could see that he was ready to come be the Nick and be like, I'm back, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Like, but clearly the producers knew that that her face of being horrible
like,
was enough.
Get out of here.
Okay, so then we have, so now the works. So we have Jordan. I'm going through the hometown visits. We have, we'll start with Grant the firefighter. Grant was a firefighter. I don't think he's going to go as far as I thought in his initial photo.
All these guys look a lot alike.
This was Grant.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's cute.
He's cute. He seems like a nice guy.
Oh my God, that Evan guy is not cute.
The erectile dysfunction is
not cute.
So Jordan was a clear. Jordan feels okay. Jordan got the first impression, Rose. We see him in his hometown playing football by himself.
Yep.
He played football for like 2 years. He's got skinny jeans. He's got frosted tips.
I know, he's a little bit of a pretty boy.
But he was the only one that seemed to be able to keep it together when talking to her. Like, her beauty literally stunted, these guys could not talk to her.
Is he the only one that kissed her too?
No, the awful magician, the guy with the magician.
But he like tricked her into it.
The guy with who dropped all of his joke cards.
That was a terrible bit.
Quite honestly, I look at that and I it reminds me of me in high school. Like, it makes me panic.
You guys
for him.
Have a funny bit.
exactly. Like, I felt panicky for him. So Jordan is a clear front runner. Do you guys, Katie, you guys have any? I know you like Jordan. You do. Do you want to say anything or you?
She's speechless.
She's
about
speechless
Jordan.
Right now. She's speechless. She's thinking about it. I mean, he was clearly the front runner. He was the only one that was kind of cool. But do you think he's just doing it to be on TV and to, like, become, like, a broadcaster?
You know, I had that feeling. Like, I was kind of wondering. But he seems really nice. And Aaron's really nice.
Aaron's
really nice. And so I was like, I don't know,
Aaron Rodgers, I guess. Yeah. I didn't know Aaron. Aaron Foley wanted to kill me last week because, you know, she has her sports podcast. But
I didn't know who he was.
He's like a big quarterback.
He's the quarterback on the Green Bay Packers. He's like one of the best quarterbacks.
Oh,
probably
really?
Ever. He's going in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, so, I mean, I can see why she would be like, oh, what up? I want to be close to your family.
Like Tom Brady's brother.
Well, I want to know,
exactly.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's up there, Tom Brady. Like, I want to know, do people know who he is yet, though? Like, when do they find out who he is?
Well,
like,
the guy last night said.
But that was on a coming attraction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
So they probably
that's a
don't
good point.
Know.
So I don't think they know who he is yet. And it seems like, I mean, it seems like he doesn't want people to know yet. because he probably wants to be his own person, you know?
Oh, that's a good
point.
Well,
he probably did it, you know, the show for, because like you said, he's unemployed, but he probably genuinely wants to hook up with her too.
He probably wants to hook up with her, but I think he also probably wants to become famous so he can get a job on like ESPN.
Because he's only 27. Yeah. I don't think 27-year-old guys are ready to settle down.
No, I don't think anyone under 30 really is.
So then we get to Alex. He's the biker. He is a Marine. He's a twin. I felt bad for his twin making out in front of him with the love of his life. Like
his twin was hotter.
They looked pretty.
His twin, yeah, his twin was hotter. His
they both had similar tattoos, though.
Yeah, they both they went. They clearly got drunk one night and both went and got the exact same sleeve up. You're like, just do we get a discount if we double our
Can
sleeves?
Can we get a bro sleeve?
Can we get two bro sleeves? I did feel bad for him. Okay, so then we get to the super fan, James. Here's the thing. Now, I kind of loved the guy who was the super fan, the guy who was at home practicing. He seemed better in his clip package than when he got there.
Yeah, I didn't remember him once he got to the house.
Pre-house, I actually have to say, because we sort of stalked everybody on the line last week.
Right.
I was worried for JoJo when I saw that they'd cast a super fan. Mm-hmm. In person, I found him to be kind of funnier, like, and he seemed kind of have a good sense of humor about it.
Did he have a beard in the house or no?
No, he looks like he's had like plastic surgery.
Oh.
Like he got like a facelift or something. Or like he got like a, like excessive.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay,
you know, his skin was really smooth.
Was he the one in the very last little tiny bit waiting on the couch?
Yes, wait. Okay. And then you could see there was mania in his soul when he was muttering, and this was after the credits roll, when he was muttering, like, there's not a tiny horse. Like, he didn't know what to do if there wasn't a tiny horse for him to talk to. The guys were hammered at that point,
yeah.
I think. There was a lot of excess
alcohol. Well, they've always said, you know, behind the scenes that first night, they film until, like, 4 in the morning. And they just give everybody
so much
endless
alcohol.
Amounts of alcohol.
Well, you did notice,
and
like,
they don't feed them.
They don't feed them. You're right. Yeah. There's no food.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right, and then because you saw when some of the guys who were leaving, it was like when Peter was in the beige suit when he left. You realize it was dawn, like the sun was out. It was sunrise.
It
was
they kind of set it up to be a hot mess.
Well,
these guys need to be smarter and bring snacks.
I always travel. Now, you're going to some event
bring
tonight,
some almonds,
right? I always bring almonds and string cheese. But that's not going to soak up fireballs and gin.
You just have to... if you're standing and sitting there all night, you just are like, okay, I guess I'll have another one.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, because you're bored.
I wouldn't be the one who jumped into the pool, but I would be the one who slinked off and threw up, like aggressively, like hurled it like a rainbow.
Well, think about how bored you would be, because she's off like doing interviews. She's off chatting with
you're right.
25 people.
Yeah, you're right. I'm absolutely right.
I'd be hanging out in the kitchen and be like, where is the food?
Where the snacks at?
Where are the sliders, y'all?
You're absolutely right. There's no food.
Yeah, because they're trying to fuck them up.
Well, they do a good job. Okay, so then we have Evan, the former pastor, who is now into erectile dysfunction expert.
He's weird.
Oh, my God. And you know the producers made her keep him. There's no way. She was like, oh, I'll get rid of cute Peter, but I'm going to keep the dick expert.
He was a pity pick.
He was a humor, like he and the Canadian, they're like, okay, we need like three more episodes of foolishness, and then they can go. Okay, so then we have Ali, the who played the piano, who seemed pretty gay. When he was at home in Santa Monica playing his white baby grand piano with roses all over it. I'm sorry. Any man that lives by the beach and has a white baby grand with like flowers all over it, he was talented.
He's either gay or just like has been just brainwashed by the LA hippie free love, like,
okay, but like free love white piano, that's like a free, it's like Liberace free love. I do also feel like he was saying, you know, his brothers were like doctors or forced to be this,
but something.
He didn't say like that he had any job. It was like, I don't think
he has a job.
Yeah, he just has a white piano.
He says, one day I want to have a big house. You know,
me
I'm like,
too.
Well, you gotta work. He wanted to have a house at the beach. I was like, well, that ain't cheap. You better get a job.
That's
son.
What I kept saying. Son, you best be getting
son,
a job.
You better get a job.
Son,
people just don't hand out houses at the beach.
You best be dragging that white piano to Nordstrom's and playing that.
Oh, that's just, you know, people that are unemployed and have no ambition. I just want to, like,
you know, end up at the on a house by the beach one day. Like, that, it doesn't work like that.
Exactly.
Unless you're homeless you're, and your house is a box.
You know what? I feel the same. I feel like I look at that and I'm like, you're already doing better than me, man. You already are near the beach with a fucking baby grand. Yeah. Like, who's footing this bill?
Maybe they have rich parents.
They must have rich parents. He does have well-groomed, exciting eyebrows.
He does.
Those eyebrows were very, very exciting. Okay, so then we have Christian, the one who's emailed us. He was very, very cute. He lives with his two little brothers. He wrote, I felt like he was trying too hard to be the bad boy riding up on the bike. I'm like, there's nothing about him that screams bad boy.
No, that he's smart. He has too pretty of a smile.
He's got a real pretty smile.
He's not a bad boy.
He's not a bad boy. He's
he was just trying to get noticed, probably.
He was the one Katie's looking. Yeah. He is adorable. His little brothers are adorable. Mm-hmm. I bet he's almost too nice to win, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to want to look, because she already said she tends to like the bad boys.
I know, and you know what?
And girls don't change their patterns, like, overnight, no, you know?
Particularly if they're, like, on The Bachelorette and those two brothers of hers are her brothers would rip him to shreds. Her two cobra neck, cowl neck.
She needs some buff. Yeah, she I'm looking at Chase right now. Like, she's going to like, you know, some tall Buffy. Yeah. I said Buffy. Tall buff guy.
She does need a Buffy guy to hand to handle those two brothers that mouth kiss her when she comes to the door. Okay, so then we have Luke, who's from Texas. He's the former Marine.
Liked him.
She did like him. I gotta say, he seems very sweet. I don't want to mouth kiss him. He freaks me out.
Well, not that picture that we're looking at.
Like, I felt like there was a few shots of him profile that I was like, okay. I like that he brought her cowboy boots.
Uh-huh.
I like that he's from Texas.
And he's from Texas.
But I feel like there's certain angles where I'm like,
yeah,
I don't want to mouth. He also has exciting eyebrow. I don't know. I don't want to mouth kiss him.
He's seen some things, you can tell.
Yeah, there is. He's seen some things.
He's got a little darkness behind him.
I know. I felt kind of like, because he seems like a really genuine guy, and yeah. I felt like on behalf of him, like, did the producers make you go to your fallen platoon buddy's grave?
They
like,
did.
On The Bachelorette?
Of course the producers set that up.
Yeah, and the producers are like, hey, how about, like I just felt bad for him because you know he sincerely probably wanted to go honor his friend and you're like, oh, they're just whoring you out. Okay, so then we have she started getting ready. They always stick her in like pageant gowns. Her outfit, her nude bedazzled shoes and her bedazzled gown.
But that's a Texas thing too.
Yeah, you're right.
So she might have something to do with that. They're probably like, had all these like more modern dresses and she's like, I like the sparkle.
You're right. It is like a pageant thing. And the guys were feeling it. The guys all like couldn't deal with her. So the guys start arriving. We've got Derek, who is very sweet. The one who kept saying he was a nerd. I kind of wanted him to have more confidence because to me, he kind of looks like a Krasinski, like a John Krasinski type.
Oh, right.
And like,
he'll probably come through.
I think so.
It'll take him like 5 episodes to get some airtime.
And she seems like the kind of girl who's not going to like the word nerd. Like, some other girls would be like, oh, that's cute and sweet. He thinks he's a nerd. She grew up with
bros. Yeah, she's surrounded by bros, so she's not going to want some sissy.
Yeah, no, it's like, nut up, dude. You got to, like, if you're rolling with JoJo and you're going to go into that house.
Like, that guy playing the piano won't last.
Eyebrows by the sea.
Yeah, his days are numbered.
Then you also have, like, how about the guy who handed her a fucking bottle of wine and called out basically her mother for being an alcoholic and was like, in the Fletcher family, no glasses are necessary. Like, you know, I thought she was a good sport about it,
right.
But it's also like saying, I saw your mom swig from the bottle last season. Like, let's get at this. It makes me always panic when I see the guys try to make a first impression when they show up.
I hate it when they have gimmicks. I just want them to, like, show up and be
a normal person.
Rely on their personality. Like, just be charming and nice. But they all want to do some weird gimmick.
The guy who was Santa was cute under the Santa beard, but if he did Joe one more time, like,
oh.
Like, he couldn't believe how clever
Which
he
one
thought
was
he was.
He?
I don't even know who he was.
Nick?
Let's see. Nick.
Nick B. Nick oh, he's B. cute.
Yeah, he's cute, but yeah.
It's like even when they did Cheers at the end, he was like, don't. Like, it's like, okay, it's not the greatest joke ever. Right. Like, it's,
you can do it like once or twice. And
he stayed, you know how hot he must have been by dawn?
He probably was like, can I please take this off? They're like, no, we just need a couple more shots.
How?
You guys, come on, I can't breathe. Come on.
How about the guy wherever he went who had an a cappella group?
Oh, my All for One? They're all fat now.
All for One? He had All for One?
I mean, not
one.
That I can... I mean, I'm not making fun of fat people. I'm fat, so
no,
who cares?
But like, All for One, man.
Yeah.
And they didn't...
That's what...
Were they the original people who sang that? Was like,
yeah,
that oh,
was,
my God.
They were the a cappella group. But, like, a cappella hasn't been popular probably since... never?
1948.
Yeah, I mean, that was, like, cool at first, but then to bring them back, I was like, no, let them go home.
You know, when they
even
were...
the All for One guys are trapped at that house.
I know, even exactly. They're
probably also hammered.
The All for One guys are about to just get shit-faced and jump in the pool.
The big one's dying because they hadn't gotten a slider.
Yeah, they're all like, you're absolutely right. When he finally got his chance out by the park bench, and he's got a... They all knew it was over, but they still had to, in like, no.
The second, they were into it the first time. The second time, they were just like, oh.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, how many times do we have to sing this song?
I did feel bad. I felt bad for them. I felt like the DJ was cute. I think he's too slight of a build to deal with her brothers.
Which one was that one?
He was, let's see, where was
Wells? Oh, Wells.
Was it Wells?
Yeah.
Yes, it was Wells. He has on his rock pins in the photo.
Yeah, no, he's not going to last.
Okay, let's talk about Will. Will was the one who tricked her into a kiss. He bummed me out, and she kept him. He bummed me out.
Yeah, well, that's just because his jokes were terrible.
His jokes were terrible. He forced a kiss on her.
But people that don't have that self-awareness of,
dude.
Like, this person's not... probably gonna want to kiss me yet. We don't know each other.
Dude.
You know, it's like the people that lack that kind of self-awareness mystify me.
I mean, honestly, and like to be that dorky, at first I thought when he dropped all those cards and when he came out of the limo, I thought that was on purpose and he was gonna do like a magic trick. And I was like, no, he legitimately just dropped all of his cards.
Uh-huh.
And then... It was just...
I thought it was part of the bit. I didn't think it was on purpose. I mean, I thought it was on purpose.
I think he literally dropped them.
Yeah.
He bummed me out. He bummed me out bummed me out that she had to be... That's the thing about this show. These guys that have actually watched the show and gotten crushes on her.
Yeah.
And then they come and then she has to deal with their, like, boner feelings.
Their boner.
Their bobos.
Like, I've been talking about you with my mom and sister all season.
And it's like they would never normally stand a chance with her, but she's got to be kind. Oh, my God. Okay, we got to talk about the Canadian. Let's just cut right to the chase. Let's get to the important stuff.
He's clearly got to be a gay underwear model.
Dude, Daniel. With his
the underwear he was wearing.
Oh, my God.
The underwear I see in, like, every gay guy's feed on my Instagram.
Dude, that underwear. His, when he flexed, I was like, it did feel like a centaur. Like, it was like, like... And I loved the fact that the guy who was the hipster, who'd never seen the show, Brandon, who kind of grew on me as a human.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, what did he go? He muttered, like, damn, Daniel.
I know he can't.
Daniel. He was worried for Daniel. He was basically like, don't do it, man. Daniel.
Well, also, it's like, who wants to listen to that Canadian accent?
Oh, my God. And his...
No offense, Canadians, but that particular accent is very thick.
And his accent, his job title was listed as Canadian.
Yeah. I'm a professional Canadian.
So he full-on had the full-on Canadian. Oh, you're from Texas?
Oh, don't you know?
Oh, you're
that's
from...
like Minnesota. I don't know how to do accents.
I don't either.
Accents.
He, like, when Daniel stripped down, I thought
he was going to crack his head open when he jumped in the pool.
Well, I got worried. I did too, because I thought it was like up a flight.
Yeah, I thought it was like really far away.
I thought he was up on a balcony about to jump like almost Famous style from the roof into the pool. And then...
Because they're like... don't do it. Don't do it. And it's just like, he dropped like 2 feet.
Yeah. Damn, Daniel. I want that to be my ringtone as the hipster.
But I guess it was probably, they've probably filmed that. What month are we in? May. So that was probably, it was probably chilly.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
You know?
I bet it was chilly.
March or something.
Yeah, you're right. That was probably, I mean, it was probably literally the day after the final rose
thing. I don't even remember when the final rose was.
I don't know. It all bleeds together.
How long ago was
like,
that?
It feels like forever.
It's like
I've
my
missed
soccer
it so
season.
Much.
It just
I've,
keeps going.
I can't even. I've missed it so much. Okay. I have to say, Wait a minute. Okay. Super fan facelift. Blah, 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 blah. Sorry. Let's talk about Chad. Chad is the villain. Chad sucks.
Yeah, but she seems into him, of course.
Yeah, he was such a dick. He was so creepy. The way he greeted her was creepy.
But the interesting thing about guys like that and a show like this is that it shows you how two-faced people can
be. That's the thing, because he did give good conversation
with
her.
Yeah, because to her, he's super charming and delightful. But
yeah.
Then to his buddies, he's like, oh, yeah, I got this.
And it's also like, even to the camera, it's like, it's interesting because we live in an age now where people know to come and he's clearly decided,
I'm going to be the bad guy.
I'm going to be the villain.
Yeah.
And so I may not win, but I'm going to be the villain. But I found him so creepy in the way that it was like, if I want to have her, I will have her.
He just wants to get on the bachelor pad. You know?
Yes. Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Bachelor in Paradise.
He does. You're absolutely right. He needs to be going and hanging out with Jorge the bartender down in Sayulita. Yeah, you're right. Because he came in swinging. He came in.
And he's cute. I mean, you know, she's probably into that type. He's tall. Buff guy.
And he did say, like, and he did throw down with, I'm in the position financially. Like, I think she likes money. She comes from some money. So he's.
Yeah, she's clearly got that Dallas money.
She's got that, I like a bejeweled gown.
Yeah,
and I'm
totally.
From Dallas. And my brothers all have shawl
Dallas
sweaters.
Dallas is an interesting city.
Dude.
You know, the ones there that have money, they're like Texas, but then like new money, and then
it's like Kardashian-y
little bit. Yeah, exactly. Bedazzled jeans.
I just spent the weekend in Fort Worth.
Which is not far from Dallas.
No, but very different.
Very different.
Very different. But fun, but hard. Okay, wait. So I want to make sure you're okay. We have you for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the super fan. Okay, Chase didn't get much time. I still think Chase is very cute.
Yeah, he looks like Jordan to me.
He does look like Jordan. He was one of the two that we picked to go all the way.
I kept getting confused between him and Jordan.
He also kind of looks like Chad, but he's not a dick.
Yeah.
How do we feel about James Taylor, the singer?
I don't love it. His name's James Taylor.
Apparently, he changed his name to James Taylor. Allegedly, that's what the tablet are saying.
That's stupid if he did.
I thought his song was cute.
Yeah, he's made her laugh a couple times.
I don't want to get in the bone zone with him.
No, you want him to like hang out with you when your boyfriend's busy that night.
Yeah, I feel like
poor guy. I'm that friend. Oh,
I know, believe me. I was like the neutered court jester to the hot girls.
Your girlfriend's busy? Sure, I'll go hang out with you, take you to this event.
You know what? I've been that friend, too. I've been like the silly buddy and the girl that like people really want to fuck.
Oh, Fortune will be safe. Go out with her.
I kind of liked the boxing club owner, James F. I found his voice to be very soothing.
Yeah.
I liked listening to him talk.
He seemed like a nice, down-to-earth guy.
Vinny sucked. I want to say, we were excited about Vinny beforehand. We thought Vinny was going to be great.
Oh, yeah. And I don't remember Vinny.
Vinny busted it when she was having her confessional.
Oh, and that was super annoying.
And then he was basically said, I'm not going to do what Ben did, which is like, say I love you drunk, like fake love you on a bathroom floor.
Right, right.
Which also shows me that all of these guys watched The Bachelor.
It, yeah. Well, yeah, because nowadays you can, like, go online and go watch past episodes.
Oh, you're right. Like, once you know you're going to be on.
So they probably, once they started, like, auditioning.
Yeah, they wanted to get in.
And were getting, you know, further along the process, they probably watched all the episodes.
Ladies, Katie, Anna, is there anything? So I felt very excited for the coming up season.
Yeah.
I felt like, so Chase is clearly... I'm not Chase. Chad is clearly Olivia. I mean, he's, except for on steroids. Like, he's actually going to, like, punch through glass window.
Yeah, because it seems like, you know, according to their previews, that there's some fights that happen.
I didn't like, he actually frightened me. Like, I didn't like him going to Jordan, like, I will come find you after the show. By the way, if you're listening to this, Chad, I think you're wonderful. Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me. You're wonderful.
I will find your house. It's not that hard.
Just literally, when somebody says that, the thought of someone saying that to me, I will find where you live after the show. Somebody who's clearly bigger than me is like, you know what? You win, man. You can have her.
For real.
You can pull on heavier. You can pull on however. My brother's Aaron Rodgers. I'll do just fine outside of this. You could full on have her.
Yeah. And, you know, you can't. He, in one preview, poked to Jordan's face. I'm like, you can't be doing that. That's you're asking for it.
I saw that. And Jordan took it. I have to say, I liked Jordan's disposition. I did like his disposition. Yeah. I will forgive him his womanly hips and skinny jeans. I will. You know what?
Because he also knows he can't embarrass his brother.
Right.
He has the, you know, he has to basically act perfect.
You're right. Because you know what? If he doesn't get picked, he'll be the next Bachelor.
Yeah, that, and the family's probably like, don't shame us. Your brother's a giant
athletic superstar. You're absolutely right. I wonder what the family thinks of him being on it.
He's going to have to, like, we won't really know the true him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Because he's got to be on his best behavior.
He's like a Kennedy of the sports world.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got to behave.
He's got to behave, or his brother's going to be like, I will not buy you that house. I told you I would buy you while you're unemployed.
While you're unemployed. Living by the... I'm not going to buy you that white baby grand piano by the beach.
I wouldn't mess up my money train like that. I'm like, I will be an angel. JoJo, you look like a beautiful lady.
Do you ever think about... I do sometimes wish I would love to go on and just... To like, what do you think the world would do if we were on, like, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette? You know what I mean?
Well, my girlfriend would kill me.
But, like, aside from that, like, just personality-wise.
In another world,
personality-wise.
I mean, I would...
I would just love to see, like, I wonder what they would think, like...
They've only given one chunky person an opportunity to be The Bachelor, and he ruined it for all of us. Bob Guinea.
Oh, yeah.
How did he ruin it? He's like that fat guy that loses weight and, like, suddenly thinks they're, like, the greatest thing ever. So, like, he was, like, when he was on The Bachelorette before, he was, like, funny and charming, and people loved him because he was that guy that was, like, you just wanted to hang around.
Yeah, you loved him.
Then they made him The Bachelor. Then he lost a teeny bit of weight. They put some clothes, you know, nicer clothes on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's making out with everybody, being a douche, lying to people.
Oh, he was a full douche.
He was, like, the full douche. And you're like, what?
Man, that is what your fear is.
So,
like,
fat people have not gotten a chance since then.
You know what? That is so typical of, like, season two of shows. Mm-hmm. When you look at, like, season one of a lot of, like, comedies, and it's just, like, normal people being funny, and then they go home, they watch themselves on television, they hire trainers,
then they become a beast,
they're all like jacked up for season two.
What's like Real Housewives of Atlanta? The first season was amazing
because they're all messes.
They were just being themselves, and then they got famous,
and then they watch it,
and then it becomes this pretentious, like, you know, well, my publicist said this, and you're
right,
all those housewives shows that, you know.
And I love Lena Dunham, I love Girls. But I remember between the first and the second season, between the first season where it wasn't like this huge thing yet, and then I felt like the second season it was like, I'm gonna eat whipped cream in the scene just to prove a point.
I'm gonna be naked. You know?
Yeah, like, but it was like it just felt more like all of a sudden they'd all become like superstars, and it felt more self conscious. Yeah. But you know, I mean, I guess I don't know.
Anyway, back to your original question.
Yes, yeah.
We would be awesome.
Oh my god, it would be amazing. I feel like. I mean, I don't know what I would talk about if I got 20 seconds alone. I'm so bad when somebody competes with me over somebody's affection. So, like, if I had to compete, I would be such an idiot in my 30 seconds on the couch trying to woo somebody.
I wouldn't do well on that show.
No,
I assume if I'm in a group of people,
me too.
That the person, they're checking out the person beside me, not me.
Me too.
So I wouldn't have the confidence you need.
Me too. Me neither.
And I would just be too busy trying to make, you know, the room laugh.
Me too.
That I wouldn't, like, forget forget to even talk to the girl.
Me too. Me too. I feel like, because I know last night when the guys were saying, we all feel like we got the first impression rose. And I think, I'm not even on the show. And I thought I wouldn't. I would assume I would be going home that night.
Like, I'm just going to head out.
I mean,
right?
It's clearly I'm going to be cut. I'm going to be eliminated.
Clearly, we don't have a connection.
Yeah, no.
But then I wouldn't do good in the hot, like being the main honcho either.
Oh my God.
I would be so like afraid to hurt anyone.
Me too.
And I would be afraid that none of them liked me.
I know.
I just don't have the confidence to be on this show.
I know. Oh, my God. But I do feel like it would just be so fascinating. It just has like a social experiment. I wish that I could enter into the pool and just see what they would do with somebody who is like an idiot. You know, like a wind-up ding-dong of like, hello. Hello, Brian. Well, I'm 29 years young. I can make my ass bark. I love to laugh. I sleep a lot of the day. Sometimes I get night terrors. I love to watch HGTV. And I get social anxiety. I'm gonna panic when I meet your family.
I'm gonna pass on this.
I sit around and watch Fixer Upper. I love to Google myself. Anyway,
this show's just meant for models that have like slightly cool person, like not even cool. They have slight personalities.
I feel like Olivia was the perfect contestant. Somebody who's like, she was actually the dream one because she was actually like a newscaster. Uh-huh. So she knew how to talk. She'd been like professionally trained how to talk. Well, Fortune, do you have anything coming up that you want to plug?
Oh, what do I have coming up? When does this comes out?
Tomorrow.
I'm doing a lot of stand-up again.
Are you?
So I'm going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, Hoover, Alabama.
Yes.
Austin, Texas.
Yes.
And New York City.
Great. And they can all find that on your website.
FortuneFemster.com.
I will be on in Scottsdale, Arizona, Salt Lake City, Utah, Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'll be doing a play here in July at the Bootleg Theater
all July.
So, and it's at Arden Marine. Looks like Myron. Fortune, will you please check in with us during the season? Who's your pick to win? Who do you think is going to win?
I think Jordan's got a good shot.
Me too.
She's going to like that, you know.
I would pick Jordan of all, even with his womanly hips and skinny jeans, I would pick Jordan.
And I like Chase's look too.
I also like Chase too. Yeah. And he seemed like not crazy.
So I think it's going to come down to one of those, as I say, Buffy.
Buffy guys.
Buffy, yeah.
To go home to the hometown visit.
Yeah.
Katie, Anna, who's your pick to go all the way? Jordan?
Christian.
We like Christian too. Christian, if you're listening, we will be texting you and we want to get you in here. We hope you go all the way. We like you, Christian.
Christian, you better tell them a lot of secrets about what goes on.
We would vote for you. We think you're adorable. We think you are adorable and a catch.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a nice smile.
Mm-hmm.
And Ollie, if you're out there by the beach playing the piano, I'll be coming because I also want a house by the beach. You guys, Fortune, thank you so much for kicking it off.
Thank you for having me.
We will be back next Wednesday. Will you accept this rose? I'm Arden Marine. This has been such a joy. I can't believe we're finally back here. And aren't you just more than anything so glad it's not Kayla who's the bachelorette?
Oh, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. She would have
been so boring.
So I would have had to watch, but I would have...
And then a bunch of guys being like, so, what do you like to do?
So you got really bouncy hair.
You guys, I'm just super excited to be the Bachelorette. I just feel like this is a great opportunity.
How do I hit play on this? Is this... Here we go.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Here we go.
We'll
bring it tonight.
It feels so good.
Wow.
I just got one little question for the girl.
Will you accept this rose? Do-do-do-do-do-do. Will you accept this rose into your world?
It's pretty easy.
Will you accept this rose
into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.